are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Welcome to the chain.
This is the BCC Club. We're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer. And each week we like to talk about some weird facet of the internet. And you guys are here to join us. And what are we talking about this week?
This week, Sarah, we're talking about gay conservatives.
Mm-hmm. More specifically, the influencer kind.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like an oxymoron, you know, you're voting against your interests, but then also sometimes you do have to be like, some people are not informed or not out, so you're in the twilight zone of like uninformed on the world and then on yourself. So that's where
you don't count.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, whereas these are people who are like, I'm gay. I'm a gay influencer and I love Donald Trump.
Yes, yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense for you and your audience. It's like Pearl, but she's not gay. But like how she's like a woman and she's like, women are beneath men. And it's like, by going on a public platform and saying that, you are hurting yourself.
Pearl, I was thinking of the
from
horror
SpongeBob.
Movie. And I was still nodding like, yeah, I guess she is kind of against men. She murders them, so makes sense.
I missed that part of the movie, but you know, I trust.
You. My partner recently has been like, you always, people, we've been telling a story and I can tell when you like don't know what they're talking about because you really like, yeah. And they're like, you don't know what they're talking about, do you? And I'm like, no. Pearl is just like that.
No. I something similar happened. Like someone was talking, I posted a TikTok about Renee Rapp. And someone was like talking to me without context about Renee Rapp. And someone was like, I feel weird about them talking, you know, about like millennial women. And I was like, hold up, I'm a millennial. Like, what do you mean? Like,
I mean, weird about you?
No, they were talking about Renee Rapp, millennials, but they added no context. So I'm in the comments like, what's weird about me, a millennial, talking about, and they're like, Renee Rapp. And I was like, you gotta add context. Cause I was just like, I literally jumped through so many hoops being like, is this internalized millennialism?
Yeah. Wait, did you see Mean Girls?
I didn't.
Okay.
Have you?
I did, and I really liked it.
You did?
Sometimes I'm like, people, because I before I went in, I kind of didn't know what to expect because a lot of people said, I don't pretty much only heard negative things about it.
Yes.
And then I was like, can people just not have fun anymore? I'm like,
yeah.
What? This is such a fun movie. Did I think I was going to go in and be like moved or like changed by this film? No, but it's like, that's not what this movie is. Like they weren't trying to. That's not what this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone was great. I thought everyone was so fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are people even like having these long paragraphs about it? Like this movie doesn't deserve like long, or doesn't want long paragraphs analyzing it. Like it's just fun.
Yeah. I think it's like, everyone's talking crap about it, but like, it's like that's like any musical. Like it takes a certain type of person, homosexual, if you will, to truly enjoy a musical. Like, so like everyone right off the bat usually hates them.
Yeah.
So you just got to be like, all right, we're going into a musical.
We're going to a right. 100%. It's like, I think really you can't win with a musical because for some reason I got really fired up about this as a person who's not into musicals and also, well, I am into musicals. I can't be a part of a musical because I'm literally the worst singer on planet Earth. But I was like, we really can't win because no one wants to see this besides people who are in musical theater. But then also people who are really involved in musical theater are so angry at this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, is this because you're not cast in it? That's kind of what it feels like where they're like, who is playing Katie Herring? Why am I not playing Katie Herring? It's like, well, you didn't audition.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who you are. So that's kind of why you didn't get cast.
No, seriously. And I mean, yeah, but it's also the different where the criticism is coming from. People who don't like musicals, people who are of musicals. Yeah. And like, I'm not saying like being in a musical is like being gay. But like, I mean, a lot of no, seriously. But like a lot of times when you like know that a movie is going to be gay, of course, the general public is going to be like, why are they forcing this down our throats? Yeah. Why are they forcing musicals down our throats? But then also when a gay goes to see a gay movie, sometimes you get annoyed with the representation. Sure. Like I know as a lesbian, I love lesbian movies, but do we gotta be so fucking sad? You know? And that's like my only thing.
Like, or Victorian.
Yeah. Like let's see, put your fingers in it. Like, do you know what I mean? Cause like, I mean, it's all just like fade away. And so like that's, you know, different criticism. Cause I'm of the musical lesbian culture. Sure. You know, so.
Yes. No, I thought, but I did think it was fun. I guess the criticism I find it very interesting when people are like, so for example, and once again, I've seen one TikTok about the criticism of this film, so I'm probably deeply
incorrect.
So
there's a million. Yeah, yeah.
But I saw a lot of people being like, the girl who plays Katie. People really being mean to the girl who plays Katie. I'm like, first of all, Katie Herring. Mm-hmm. Herring? Whatever.
Herring.
She's supposed to be kind of boring. Like, she's kind of like, she's like very pretty, but she's like been homeschooled her whole life, doesn't really, and I'm like, that's kind of what Lindsay Lohan did as well. It's like, there's not supposed to be like, I'm out there and wild. And also people be like, well, here was the best singer on Broadway who played Katie Herring, so she should automatically be cast in this film. And I'm like, well, maybe she doesn't like look like Jenna Fischer who plays her mom. Maybe she doesn't like have great on camera acting chops, which like is a whole different skill that I would assume most musical theater people don't really have.
Went to school for acting, so you would know if they have the chops.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have the chops, so I.
Well, did you have to? But did you have to take any classes that related to musicals on stage?
No, I absolutely not. Everything we did was on camera. Like the school I went to would be like, we're gonna be doing a scene from 30 Rock on HD cameras, and you're gonna be part of Liz Lemon. Like that was like what the school I went to. But it's a very specific skill, learning how to act on camera.
Yeah.
I've never taken a sing... Well, I took a singing lesson in sixth grade, and he basically was like, don't come back. You're so horrible.
Yeah.
And no, but we didn't have to do any musical theater stuff. So I just assume that musical theater majors probably haven't spent a ton of time on camera.
Yeah.
Because that would not make sense. So anyways, I'm like, there's so many things that go into it. It wasn't just like they were like, line up, we're going to close our eyes, and whoever can hit this note gets to be Katie Herring. It's like, that is so bizarre. Anyways. I'm very irritated by that because I had such a fun time.
Mm-hmm. I think if I were to see the movie, I'd probably have like a more fully informed opinion. However, I will say the girl who looks like Katie, Jenna Fischer, is her mom.
Yes.
I would say they do look alike.
They look identical. That's what I'm saying.
They have that same like side part thing going on.
But also their face. There was one point where I was like, that literally looks like, there was a part where I was like, wait, is that Jenna Fischer? And I was like, wait, no, that's Katie. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, of course they cast her. She was great. I thought she was great. Mm-hmm. But also I'm like, she looks like Jenna Fischer's daughter.
Yes.
So why would you not? It's just crazy. It was very mm-hmm. fun. Also, I made a huge mistake when I saw the movie.
I sat front row.
And I sang during the whole thing. No, I right before I saw that they had, I'm off my medication right now. I'm really running loose and wild.
It's okay.
I don't know if this is weird to share, but usually I'm on 40 milligrams of Vyvanse.
I'm on 50.
That's, right now. That's a lot. Because I've started talking to my other friends, and they're like, you're on 40 milligrams of Vyvanse? Oh my God. And so I don't know. Apparently we're really not doing
well. I mean, if you like you said, you have ADHD, which is, I assume that your doctor is like, you need 40 milligrams.
Yeah.
The thing is people have a huge misconception about Adderall because it is like a party drug if you don't need it.
Yeah.
But like for people who need it, like, you know, like, I mean, like if you're, I don't know, if you have a very low heart rate and someone injects you with insulin, then yeah, it's going to be insane for you. But like if you need insulin, you're going to be like, okay, I feel great now.
Good. Normal. Yeah. So I'm on my medication. I've been really not doing well. And I go to the movie theater and I see that they have these tiny squishmallows that you can buy and they're in these little jars. And so you don't, it's like a mystery. You like don't know what it's going to be. And I was like, I'm going to buy these for every single person that is seeing the movie with me. And so we can all open these squishmallows together. A thing no other person in their 20s wants to do.
I like them, you know.
I said, this is going to be the talk. Everyone's going to be freaking out. Everyone's going to be so excited. First of all, it's so deeply expensive. I think, I bought the four. It was like $35. They're so small. They're like so tiny. I was so excited. I showed them. Everyone's kind of like, oh, okay. My girlfriend was like, saw how much they were and were like, we're not donating these. Like, you need to, we're keeping these if you buy them. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's fine. Anyways, it was very underwhelming. I got Winnie the Pooh, which was fun, I guess. But I just, like, I don't want it now because it's, like, I just, the exciting thing was opening it. And now it's over. And now I have all these Squishmallows that are so tiny and kind of, like, cheap. And I just don't want them in my house. But I know I'm going to have to keep them till I die now, which is giving me, like, a lot of anxiety because I'm, like, they're literally going to have to, like, be in my estate sale when I die because I can't donate them.
I'm thinking of like sketches that you could use them in so they're not like a total waste, you know, like like maybe you're doing like a mom like sleepover and like you get like all the kids like look at these and the kids are like I don't want this and you're like kids.
Yeah, kids. Which is actually just the situation that happened at the movie theater. I was like, guys, look, and everyone's like, oh, thanks. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I liked Mean Girls.
Good, good. How are you? I'm good. I would want to see Mean Girls for Renee Rapp and Busy Phillips.
And Busy Phillips is very funny in it, and Renee Rapp is great. Mm-hmm. Can I say, before I went in, I turned to one of the people I was seeing the movie with, and right before it started, and I was like, I don't get the Renee Rapp thing. Like, I don't get it. Like, I like her. Like, I think she's, and I'm like, I just don't find her, like, I'm not like, oh my God, Renee Rapp. I don't know. I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then after the movie, I turned and I said, all right, I kind of get it. Like, she's very cool. I didn't like the way they dressed her in the movie, which has never been a critique I've ever had of a film.
Yeah.
But I think I felt they kind of was giving Shein a little bit.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I don't think this person, like in the original.
Yeah.
Regina George dresses so like rich.
Yes.
And I felt like Renee Rapp's character just doesn't dress. She kind of dresses like everybody else.
Yes.
I'm like, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
She's wearing like cargo pants at one point, and I was like, Regina George would not wear cargo pants.
Yeah. It seems like like, they would have to be, like, leading the culture with their style, and it, like, would be more, I know they're not all gay, I mean, she is gay, but, like, it would be more high femme than just, I think they hit more with the cargo pants.
Yeah.
It's they're pink, right?
No, I don't even think they, maybe they were, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm, I just, yeah, it's like, it's not understanding a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need to see it. What I've seen, I love the clips. The only thing that, and this is like a personal thing, when I see the clips, I obviously know it's based off the musical, which is based off the movies. But when they re-say the lines from the 2004 movie, I can't not compare them in my head.
Well, me and my partner were talking about this because we were like, okay, so for example, the line where she's like, this is Damien, he's too gay to function.
Yeah.
That was very funny in the original movie. I saw the musical on Broadway and I loved it.
Yeah.
That line was not funny. That line, it just feels so weird. It feels like you're like doing a nudge to everyone in the audience, but the line itself isn't that funny. It's kind of like the way she says it, where she just offhandedly is like, he's too gay to function, don't, whatever. But every time in the musical and then in this movie, they say it as if they're like, this is Damien, are you guys ready? He's too gay to function.
Yeah.
It's like, this is too much.
Okay, and this is just for like a joke purpose. In the musical, does Damien ever say the F slur?
I don't remember.
Does anyone say it?
I don't remember.
Because how I would alter that joke to make it work with the present time is Damien is too gay to function. We are all talking about fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
We're stuck in freeze. You know, Damien's, we got fight, flight, freeze. Damien has F slur, you know, that would suggest that he's too gay to function. Updates the joke, I wouldn't. But it also is offensive because they're using the slur. I feel like saying someone's too gay to function now is just so.
It's like what it does. It wouldn't be said now. It's just not very. It's not very. Yeah, it's nothingness. I also did like about the movie that it felt like the first movie I've seen in a long time where they don't make. Anytime I see a movie where they're trying to like represent Gen Z,
yes,
they're like, no cap. A girl, you're iconic. It's like insane. And I'm like, maybe people talk like this, but not the majority. And that is insane.
Yeah.
This is the first movie where I was like, oh, they're making like jokes that actually I think are funny, that are, I can tell are like directed at me.
Yes.
That I think are funny. That felt a little more niche. Like they made one time, they made a reference to iCarly, which really, for some reason, got me going.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, I'm really giving Gen Z right now, but it really made me laugh.
What was it?
It was just like Damien was he was singing in French at the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And then the principal comes out and he was like, thank you, Damien, for singing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, thank you for singing the iCarly theme song in French. And it just made me laugh. Because I was like not expecting that at all. It just made me laugh. But
yeah,
sometimes the Gen Z jokes, I'm like, nobody talks like this. Is like really offensive, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially because Gen Z every year gets older.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people who are Gen Z are 25, 26 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not being like, girly, text me on the, I don't know. Well, I say that, but you know.
Literally, you texted me.
That's a pretty
like,
normal sentence to say. Anyways, you have anything crazy to update me on?
I've read 6 books this month.
Oh my God.
About to finish a 7th. I have like 90 pages left and I've got 2 days left in January. So I'm going to, when I get home, I'm going to read it.
Do it. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what's the current book about?
It's like, I don't know the title. It's like talking to people in a largely suspicious world. Like that's the whole thing. Like how to connect with others when everyone has become so suspicious of each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like kind of, I mean, I already knew that in this new year, I want to like connect more with people. I realized something that I do enjoy online is like getting to understand others.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just ran through my head a million times.
Yeah.
Like I know my entire life story and I'm like, this is enough, done.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me of, I said this the other day on like my Instagram, you know, like when a retail worker is like, I listen to the same 20 songs every day and like it started off fine, but now like you're 2 months in and you like cannot hear this song anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with my thoughts. I need to hear, I need to walk into another store. I need you to shut off the music.
Yeah.
I need to learn about others.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's hard on the internet too, especially now because I feel like especially TikTok feeds you people just like you, so you start to be well, really not my mind only feeds me Mormon mommy vloggers, which
they are like you.
Apparently, sometimes I'm like, was I meant to be a Mormon mommy vlogger? I can't tell. Maybe I should go try that out. But you start to just feed. You're like, oh, everybody thinks this. Everybody thinks this thing, and it's like, no, not everybody thinks that. But yeah, it can start to feel confusing. Yeah.
But I did want to talk about Damien being too gay to function. There are some other people in the world who are too gay to function properly in society, much like conservative gay influencers.
Woo-hoo! Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hello.
We're Katie Kershaw,
Tian Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who's just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R.
Yes, I can't wait to roast these people. It's so insane. I remember seeing photos at like Trump rallies where it would be like gays for Trump, and you see these like two gay men who think they are iconic.
Yeah.
And you know they're getting so much attention because people, for some reason, conservatives need to be like, I'm passing a bunch of laws that are against you, but I like you, and I would shake your hand. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need to shake your hand. I don't need to make a joke with you. Like, that is important, but you know that these gay people are being just, like, tokenized at this rally and being like, getting so much attention, which we know gay men love attention. So it makes me cringe so hard. Where I'm like, what do you think you're doing with this? Just saying gay people for Trump. What does that mean? Like, honestly, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's a lack of understanding intersectionality and like your how you can have like multiple identities and how they kind of you've separated them in your mind, right? Like I can't separate in my mind at this point lesbian and being autistic because they both exist outside of what is normally expected of society. So when I think about them, they're combined in my brains. But a lot of people keep them separate and it's like you do. No, that's like you at a point they've got to connect. Yeah. So like a lot of conservative like gay influencers, there's one sort of like thing that they're latched onto and they've separated a large part of their identity.
Yeah.
So like a lot of like male gay influencers who are conservative are like they've separated gay and man.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm a man first and foremost. Right. And gay is almost secondary. Yeah. Gay is like just this costume I put on. It's not integral to who I am. Go ahead, vote against me. It's like I'm a man and, you know, voting conservative does further more men's issue, like not men's issues, like just men's wants.
Well, and usually they're rich. Usually I find they're very rich. And I think a really harsh truth, but really unfortunate thing is like, if no matter who you are, if you're really rich, not much affects you.
Yeah.
So even I obviously if like being gay marriage was illegal, if you were really rich, I guess you couldn't get married. But for some reason in my brain, I'm like, you could work your way around it. You could pay to get married somehow.
Yeah.
Everything just seems to not affect you. So it's kind of like they're so afraid to take up space because I think they're like, I'm gay, but I still want to be really close to my conservative family. It's kind of the vibe I get. Most of the time. So they're like, I can just make this a thing only I do, and it's okay if I do it, but I'm not gonna like support anyone else in my community.
Yes. And it's like that individualism, like, is where like that you see a lot of conservatives on a lot of issues. Like you'll see like prominent conservative like senators, congressmen who are like banning abortion, but their girlfriends, their wives, they'll get them. They can pay for them in secret, but like they will just condemn every other woman who needs help in that way.
100%.
Yeah. So it's like, it's very like a selfish sort of thing. And it's like the individualistic. I also, in the book I'm reading, like rich people do at a certain point, they can be emotional and expressive, but they also are bad at registering the emotions of others because they are a little like a lot more separated than others and they're more comfortable, which makes them weirdly enough not interact with others as much.
Yeah.
So they are often operating off like an individualistic like viewpoint.
Yes.
Because people who are low income or people of marginalized communities often have to lean on each other.
Yeah.
And so like you have to be connected with others and like for support. And so like then you do take others' interests into account. But if you're like separated from the world, you're skeptical of others, you're comfortable, you're like, I want to maintain this.
Yeah. Well, that's like when people will be like, I think I've said this before, but it's like people will find out a really rich celebrity, like an A-list celebrity.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, someone found out she was rude to a waiter at a restaurant, which not excusing that, that is horrible. But I'm always like, why are you surprised? Like, I think when all the stuff with Ellen came out, I was like, are we that surprised? Like, I grew up being obsessed with Ellen because she was the only lesbian on earth for me in my brain.
Yes.
And so I was obsessed with her. But yeah, when that came out, it was like, we're shocked. And I was like, but if we really think about this, like, she is so rich.
Yeah.
She is so famous and has been for so long. If you're rich for that long and famous for that long, you just naturally will, your brain will crispy deep fry.
Yeah.
There's no way, because every room you walk in, you're being so accommodated for. You're being so, it's kind of like how we talked about no one's going to tell Harry Styles that
he smells. Yeah.
Because it's like, who's going to do that? No one. So he's just going to keep. So it's like, yeah, you're just going to start. The whole way humans work is like, oh, I did this and I got in trouble. Or I did this and that person doesn't like me anymore. So I learned. But if you just live in a world where everyone, like if you're late to a normal job, you get fired. If you're late, and I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Since being in the influencer world a little bit.
Yes.
Every event I've ever been to, or like not event, but like a filming thing.
Yes.
One person is 2 hours late. Every single time.
I don't even know. I feel like I would, I don't even know how you can do that.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then they walk in, because this, first of all, okay, and this is a whole other rant, but I'm like, if you're going to be late, get better at lying. Like you've got to get better at lying. When I was, I would be 30 minutes late to work when I was a janitor, and I would be like, so I was just held at gunpoint on the highway.
Again.
And then I got the flu and I vomited all over the person with the gun. And then I got arrested because I was somehow holding the gun. And then, but I'm still only 10 minutes late to work. So sorry. It's so dramatic. I will hear people be like, I'm so sorry. I am like 30 minutes late, or like, I need to cancel. Like, I am just like really tired. It's like, just lie.
Yeah.
Lie to us. Why are you doing this? But I feel like any influencer thing I've done, someone, not everyone, most people I've worked with are just incredible and iconic and amazing and wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
But every time there's one person who shows up 2 hours late, doesn't apologize. It's just like, here I am. And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
But I think it is because you're in this world now where people don't always, they just want to accommodate. So you're 2 hours late and they just make it work. Like the PAs are like, we're going to find a way to make it work. Let's push all this back. Let's make, and they don't say it to you. So you just are like, oh, I guess this was fine. I guess this is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that relates.
But no, it does. It's like how Ellen can be shitty, because if you're rich and famous enough and people kiss your ass long enough, it doesn't matter that you're part of a marginalized class. I mean, think about like women who are famous can be shitty.
Could you say
Ariana Grande? You know, holding an Ethan Slater, you know, and so everyone, we're talking about being a girl's girl. Everyone wants to be a girl's girl. And the, yeah, I know that Ethan is his own person who, like, he's as much to blame, but it's like, don't flaunt it. You know, don't, like, it's, so it's like, yes, you can be a woman or a lesbian and be bad, you know, just, but, because class will often, like,
It really trumps, it's kind of the trump card. It's just like really.
You said it. So our research assistant, he just got down to it. We were like, give us some gay conservative influencers. And do you want to take us away?
Sure. Christian Walker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gay conservative influencer.
He is.
He's the son of Herschel Walker, one of the most famous NFL players in the 1980s and 90s, who was also the Republican nominee in the 2022 United States Senate election in Georgia.
All right.
All right.
What's that other guy, Reagan, who was an actor?
President Reagan?
Yeah, he was an actor.
Yes. He said it. He said, you know that guy, Reagan.
Well, my brain was super excited to make a joke, but I couldn't. I needed to just make sure if Reagan was the guy who was previously famous for something else and then became a candidate. Arnold Schwarzenegger. There we go.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you know what? The time has passed, but yeah, that's his dad.
Christian Walker is, in his own words, a free speech radicalist and a Christian conservative populist. Household young Republican who got invited into Fox and One America News. It doesn't hurt either that his father is a good friend of Trump's.
And that's a note from Jake.
Tweets, right-wing related rants, and comments like, these are not my words, don't take the soundbite. As an American, I'm offended that the Michigan Electoral College sang the Black National Anthem. Stop pushing segregation. There is no Black National Anthem. There's an American National Anthem. If you don't like it, relocate to an all-Black country. Okay.
Well, oh, my.
Christian, let's just take a deep breath. Let's all calm down. He also said white privilege doesn't exist. It's just a word racist minorities use to excuse their bad behavior.
Okay. That is unfortunate. And then, so it can...
That is unfortunate.
And not true.
What do you even say to this? I say, oh, well, and there it's not.
What am I supposed to be like? Yes, it does, you know? Well, actually, yeah, it does exist. But yeah, you want to keep going.
In a vast sea of white and blonde, Walker stands out, a gay Black man in Cartier and Gucci who also happens to be a 2-time world champion competitive cheerleader with a 6-pack and perfectly plucked eyebrows. I laser my whole body, he says. Walker informs a reporter with a grin. And he also said, I think for a long time, conservatism has really been buttoned up and boring and stuffy. We also need conservatives who are in touch and with the culture. Let's make TikToks. Let's go to Starbucks and talk politics, because that's what the left does, and they're very effective at it. We need a little spunk.
What is crazy, though, is he has made, like, this 180 as of late, where he's, like, talking about, like, women's rights, but he did start off, like, being, and this is kind of what really does hurt me about a lot of, like, super offensive, like, dudes. They'll, like, they can, like, say all this offensive stuff, and then as soon as they switch, everyone's like, oh, this is iconic. Like, George DeSantis or whatever his name is.
Yes.
He was, like, super homophobic, and then he said something sassy and gay, and everyone's like, oh, my God, love him. If a woman did that, like, absolutely not. They'd be like, you just said this, you know?
Right. It's absolutely nuts. I also think we're obsessed with having people... Oh God, I sound like a mother right now. But I just feel like we're obsessed with people... Not in the good way.
Yeah.
I feel like we're obsessed with, like, making people, like, iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I love to call someone iconic. But I think sometimes I'm like, that person's not... This person's straight up not iconic. Like, this person... And you'll forget, like... sorry, this is the last time I'll talk about Mean Girls.
Okay.
But people were like, there is no way that she can be better than Lindsay Lohan. And I was like, Well, I'm pretty sure Lindsay Lohan's a Republican, but I like Lindsay Lohan. But I'm like, why are we acting like Lindsay Lohan was like Oscar nominated in this Mean Girls film? Like, yeah. She was great. She was fine. She acted good in it. She was fine.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's not like I was like sobbing in the movie theater being like, this is comedic genius. The movie was, but like, yeah. She was fine. You know what I mean?
Yes. Nostalgia is nothing to fuck with. So actually that does tie. I read another book. Nostalgia is perfectly fine to indulge in, but also nostalgia can easily like creep into things were so much better in the past.
Yes.
And so that's also a very conservative mindset,
right.
Where like it's if you love like, you know, old Christmas movies, if you love like that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But if you find yourself like just frequently wishing that things would go back to the way they were, that is like a slippery slope, right?
Right, because what things do you want? Yeah, like yes. What things do you want to go back? Yeah.
Yeah, so when you like watch Mean Girls with new eyes, you know, like be like, you know, appreciate the old one, give objective criticism. They could have cast this better. They could have said this better. The slang is totally off. Like,
right.
But if you're like, the only criticism is the old one will just always be better.
Right.
Is it? You know, is it better?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Because I think sometimes it's just like, yeah, people will be like, this was iconic because it was the original. This was the best. And I'm like, when that, I'm not talking about Mean Girls even, but like some movies that people talk about it, and I'm like, well, actually when that movie came out, no one really cared about it.
Oh, yeah.
That movie like didn't really do well when it came out, but then 20 years later, for some reason, it resonated. And objectively, like the acting was bad in that movie or whatever. Not Mean Girls once again, but I'm so, for some reason, so afraid of talking about Mean Girls.
Just let it go.
Oh, I did like the movie Mean Girls, but I did think there were some moments in the new one that were like mapped obviously on basically the exact same as the first one, but they made a joke that made it a little funnier. I was like, I think the Christmas scene, they had some really funny moments that
I've
got
to see this now.
I thought there were moments and I'm like, oh, that was funnier than the original.
Yeah.
Obviously it goes both ways. Like there were moments that were funnier in the original.
Yeah.
There also wasn't singing in the original. So I think there were some moments that were more funny because it's hard to be funny when you're singing musical theater.
Yeah. I mean, Damien sang in the first one. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Damien was really good in this one.
I've got to see.
You gotta go see. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I'm sponsored by Mean Girls. Just kidding. I'm not. Clarkson Lawson, you want to tell us about him, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. 26 years old, very pro-American, borders, scared of people coming into our country because we obviously have a lot of enemies. Quote, if Trump is a, quote, threat to democracy, Biden is a threat to our safety. Stand with Texas. They're both idiots in their own right. Okay, but Lawson wants to get married and have kids, and he is sad that some Republicans don't support gay rights, but... Who would have guessed? But he says these social issues don't matter if we're not safe from immigrants. He tends to get lots of praise for his comments, you know. But yeah, so let me read a little bit. Although he did get some backlash last week from a rant he had on open relationships. Okay, so for his 26th birthday, he made a video about his life lessons for his followers. His number two life lesson for people is have good posture, because not having good posture makes you look weak and feeble. Number four was shower before you do anything. And then he wants to separate LGB from TQIA+, because he says we are not doing the same thing. One is an identity and one is a sexuality. We need to break up the acronym. So it would just be LGB. And then TQIA. The thing is where you, Mr. Gay Man, don't understand lesbians, who are the L, will tell you that lesbians often feel like their sexuality is their gender identity as well. So if you, by that logic, you'd have to put the L with the TQIA as well.
And then you only have GB.
Yeah. But so you haven't talked to any lesbians, I can tell. But yes, so this is all just so unfortunate.
It's also just so, it's like, some people love to just say things as fact when they are just not. Like when he said, these social issues don't matter if we're not safe from immigrants. It's like, okay, even in a world I don't agree with where you think that is true. What? No social issues matter if we're not safe from immigrants. That doesn't make any sense. Like no, none of them matter. Yeah. Like that is so bizarre to me. It just is so, that doesn't make even any sense.
What do you mean, safe from immigrants? I need to see some research, some studies, because this is a nation founded on immigrants. Like, we are, if you, I'm guessing you're a white man, you are literally an immigrant here. Like, so we are not safe from you by your own logic. Like, this is, we are the melting pot. That doesn't make any sense. If you...
But you could also say that about anything. You could be like, well, none of this matters unless we all have health care. Well, none of this matters unless... You could do it about literally any anything. You could do it about anything.
God. I know about logical fallacies, but one of my books for February is Logical Fallacies. He's conflating two points. If this, then this. But they do not suggest each other. Yes, or they're not... Guys, help me in the comments. But yeah, it doesn't...
No, I hear you.
The thing is safe from immigrants, what are you talking about? Are you talking about like physical safety? Are you talking about job security?
He's not talking about anything. He's just saying... Yeah. He's just like generally... He has no idea what... He's like... I sometimes do think people... Because sometimes I say, well, these people... I don't know about this man, but I'm like, there are people you'll see on TikTok post a video of them scream crying like, the immigrants are... like, and I'm like, this person... Insane, but also like is genuinely scared, which is even crazier because how could you be this scared about like this? Yes. Is not an issue. Like, how are you this scared about this? So it makes you be like, yeah, what did they imagine? And I guess they just imagine a bunch of people like storming us, like with like guns. I don't know what they think is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's always funny too, because it's always people who live like in the middle of America. It's not always that, but oftentimes I'm like, so this actually wouldn't affect you. Like they would have to, people would have to run real far to get over to Michigan to make, you know what I mean?
Yes. No, oh God, I wish I brought the book that I was reading, because like, as you expose yourself to more people and they're like face-to-face connection, and I could tell that you don't have face-to-face connection because how you misspoke on lesbians, like you would get a more fully realized like worldview. I doubt this man interacts with anyone who's like a first or second generation immigrant. They are just a non-human person that they see on TV and they can other them. Like, I know that you don't, you are ill-informed.
But there's also a lot of people who I have met who like are... They are an immigrant.
Yes.
They, themselves, and they're anti-immigration.
Yes.
I'm like...
Well, that circles back...
Holy shit.
...to the Pearl thing, like, where you think a lot of people in a highly individualistic society think that they are the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
My wife can get an abortion. I can talk down on women when I am a woman because I am the exception to the rule. It's the whole epitome of, like, being a pick-me. You're like, oh, other girls are sluts, and I just hang out with the guys. They don't respect you.
Right.
Like, you know, you are never the exception to the rule.
No.
None of us are that special.
True. But,
and this is what also makes me like, come on, sir. Wait. He says, he is sad some Republicans don't support gay rights. Do you know what cognitive dissonance is? Mm-hmm. Like, you have an abundance of it. And it's just like inability to consider two points at once.
Yeah.
Right? You are prioritizing your white maleness above your homosexuality instead of letting those two identities fuse.
Well, and it's like, and I think you hear this a lot from Republicans or from Christians a lot of like, well, I don't feel this way. And it's like, doesn't it really matter what you think? Because if you vote for someone who in their, and you can look it up on the internet in their, oh my God, why am I forgetting the word? In their
computer.
In their computer, no. In their, like the Republican, oh my God, why am I forgetting the
Library of Congress.
No, like when you look up, like, what does the Republican Party
stand for? Yeah.
They
platform.
Platform.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the word platform. You can look up any candidate's platform. So if you're voting for a person who has a bullet point that says, I believe in traditional marriage, but you, because you've prioritized something for yourself, you're like, well, I own a small business. So.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Whatever. It's like, it doesn't matter what you think, because you actually are anti-gay. Even if you, in your deep heart, really hope all gay people get married, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I see that sometimes with like people who are religious, where they're like, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, but you go to a church that cares, and you are have friends of people. You're friends with people who care. And you, and I'm just like, that is the same.
Yes. Yeah. And also, like when he said, like building off that, when he's like LGB should be separated from TQIA, that's like a talking point for like likability politics, right? A lot of times people are opening their mind to like gayness, like conservatives are, but they are still arm's length from gender discussions. Yeah. And so, like, a lot of times conservatives will be like, I'm gay, but not like this type of gay. And they'll like reference a drag queen. And that's like likability politics. You think if you're more digestible, you're more valid. And that automatically becomes racist, ableist, sexist, right? Yeah. And so it's like, no, you don't understand. If someone is homophobic, they don't care if you're wearing a suit and you've got like a crew cut, whatever. They are going to still lump you in with the people who do drag,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like you are, your gayness is the problem. Doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next up, Brandon Straka.
Mm-hmm.
41 years old from Nebraska. Straka's story of being a white, gay, Manhattan liberal turned conservative proved irresistible to those on the right. Just weeks after coming out as conservative, Straka rose from political nobody to right-wing star. His video with the catchy hashtag urging people to walk away from the left has been viewed millions of times, catapulting him to Fox News fame. I will say, I am always so shocked at the people Fox News chooses to pick as their, like, correspondents.
Yeah.
Because it is always just, like, a random person.
Yeah.
This person has no education in politics, but they had a really viral video.
They're proving our point.
They are saying what we want to say.
Yeah.
She's a, you know, she's a mother of three in Nebraska, like in Nebraska, who posted a video yelling at her gay son. And so now she's our correspondent. And I know I talk about Candace Owens because she really makes me laugh. My YouTube, for some reason, only right now is sending me, like, very conservative stuff. Like, I can't get out of
it. For some reason?
For some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's because every algorithm's different. I think YouTube wants me to, like, comment being like, fuck you, I hate you, whatever, because it's only that. And also I watch it because I'm, like, fast. I'm like, what are you? I do try to ingest other, like, not because I'm like, maybe I'll change my mind. But I'm just like, oh, well, I should know. I don't know. I should hear what they're saying to so I can have a rebuttal. But Candace Owens, I told you this before, but I can't stop watching videos of her speaking at colleges because even though it's horrible what she's saying, it really makes me laugh because she's not saying anything. She's not saying anything. And she's been paid to come to this college. I'm sorry. I've never ranted about this before. But the last one I watched, she literally is like, someone is like, what do you think? Like, I'm an indigenous person and goes on, asks a question. I can't remember what it was. And Candace Owens goes, my answer to that, I'm too pregnant for this. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's not an answer. So it always makes me laugh. I'm like, Fox News really is just picking people that are loud, honestly.
Yeah.
Or who will really say, like, Tommy Lauren was just like a woman that was like, excuse me, Mr. President. Can I tell you? It's just she's really angry and they love that.
No, she's Tommy Lauren. We really want to do a topic on, God damn it, the worst person just said something that I agree with. You know that meme?
Oh.
When Tommy Lauren came out as pro-choice, I was like, what the fuck? Okay, no,
I knew she was, I could feel, I used to say, I was in high school, so I wasn't, but I remember I used to say, like, Tommy Lauren is, like, the one conservative I would go on a date with because I was like, I believe that she's not really conservative. Like, for some reason, I just got this vibe that I was like, she just, like, got in this situation and wants to be famous and, like, has this job now and is just, like, I don't think she, I just figured she was more apolitical.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This probably isn't true. But I was like, I think she just does not care, which is horrible. But I think she just doesn't care. And it's like, well, I'm really famous and rich now, so I'll just keep doing this.
Yeah.
That's always the vibe I got from her.
I did want to, like, say, like, get your feelings on this. When you watch Candace Owens, because she says things that are so out of, like, random, do you feel like it's kind of like watching a child influencer or an old person?
It's like watching a child. It is.
Yeah.
It feels like you are arguing with a, like, when it takes me back to being in, like, middle school, when you're arguing with a girl who's just gonna be like, well, you're ugly. And you're like, okay. And I think I've learned in my adult life, people like that, you will never be satisfied. And I think people keep wanting to talk to Candace Owens because they're like, I'm gonna
get through to her.
Her.
Yeah.
And it's like, you won't. Because, and this is how I feel like when I watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Have you ever seen?
No.
Very fun. There's one lady named Mary Cosby.
Okay.
Who owns a church.
That'll do it.
Owns a church that, like, I don't even know, basically is a cult. And she, like, makes people pay her money. It's very scary.
You didn't say that.
What?
I already knew. Yeah.
Oh, you do know.
Yeah,
you know
Mary
Cosby. Okay. She's wild. And I was upset when she left the show.
Uh-huh.
She's horrible. She's really scary.
Yeah.
And I was upset because I was like, I just kept realizing I was waiting for the other women to, like, really roast her.
Yeah.
And really be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And it just, like, and then she came back. And I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get this because she is so mean and narcissistic and horrible that you cannot hurt her feelings.
Yes.
Like, she does not care.
Well, if she's narcissistic, you can hurt her feelings, but it'll just turn out really bad for you.
It's like she'll just say, right. Maybe if you get through to her, she'll just be like, well, your Botox looks horrible. And it's like, yeah, that doesn't have the same. And I feel like Candace Owens is the same way. Where it's like I watched her having a conversation with someone and you could tell the girl was doing like, and sometimes I've had little moments in my bathroom where I'm like pretending to talk to Candace Owens. And I'm like, that would get through to her.
Yeah.
And you can tell this girl's going into it with the same thing where she's like, no, Candace, let's like really talk. And Candace is just like, I am talking to you. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you about this. And I'm asking a question you couldn't answer. And it's just like so.
Yeah.
Insane, where she's like, she'll just be like, I'm not saying anything bad about pronouns. I'm asking you what you think, like things like that, where she's just so, she's unable to have an argument with that would ever be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So just stop trying to get through to Candace Owens because she does not care.
No, yeah, I am. It's, and this is in no way suggesting anything. The, like, if at a certain point people's like brains are like solidified, like that you really can't like talk to them, it would have to be a conscious effort on their part, which would usually happen after some dramatic life event. That's when they probably be a little bit more malleable, but it has to be like on their own.
Yes.
It's like trying to talk an alcoholic out of drinking. Like it's just unless you got like some strong psychedelics, you're not going to be able to get through to these people.
Yeah. And then I saw 100%. And then I saw a video which I think does relate back to this, which is that sometimes I think people don't realize that, like, yeah, I, like, we all could probably sit with a conservative person. A really, like, me as a white person could probably sit, if we didn't talk about anything political at all, homophobic, racist person, and if I forced myself to sit there, we could probably connect on one thing, have a laugh, I don't know. We could, if we didn't talk about anything else, you know what I mean? And I think sometimes I'm like, that does not matter. It does not matter if you can do that. And like I saw this, so this video of Candace Owens was talking to, oh my God, I think it might've been John Stewart, but it was some white man, I don't know, who's liberal. And they were like laughing. And she was like, well, where are you from? And he was like saying where he was from. And she was like, oh, that's fine. I know people from there. And they were like connecting. But it was like nothingness. It was like, these are two people being polite, normal human beings. And all the comments were like, see, this is what we need more of in America. And I was like, no, because if you ever brought up anything, if like he asked Candace Owens her opinion on abortion, okay, we're back to square one. Like, we're back to, it's like we can have polite interactions with people all the time. I'm at the grocery store. I don't know what people's political views are, and I can have a nice conversation. I don't think that should go away. I don't want to go into every, well, I'm trying to send a FedEx package and I get into a screaming match with someone because I find out their political views. But it is at the same time like, yeah, this is a white man who has really nothing to lose.
Yes.
Who's rich.
Yes.
It's like, of course you can have that conversation. So I think sometimes with people like this, conservative influencers, people have a hard time when they connect with a part of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, they're fun though. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure conservatives can have fun.
Oh,
that's a human thing we naturally all crave. I'm sure there are conservatives who make a joke that isn't political that I would laugh at. Like, I'm sure all of this exists. But it doesn't matter.
I have the perfect analogy for this.
Bring it on.
And it's updated. Okay. So they're the largest city in the United States is New York City, but the largest city in the United States is Sitka, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
How can two cities be both the largest states? New York City is biggest by population. Sitka, Alaska is biggest by land area. When you think of conservatives, think of Sitka, Alaska. When you think of liberals, think of New York City. New York City, there are skyscrapers. You can build topics on top of each other, right? It's complex. The structural integrity. You can build up and like you can't usually build out, right? You can build on complex thoughts, and that's from a lot of people coming together. It's necessary, right?
But when it takes compromise, it takes
And when you think of Sitka, Alaska, the initial structures that are there are some tall buildings, but you often can't keep building up. It's spread out. So when you want to add a new structure, it has to be like another just standalone house or another standalone building, right? You're not creating these massive skyscrapers. So in the Republicans' mind, they can only build out on topics. They can't build up.
And they are all so standing alone. Like you would think because like a liberal, which I don't think any of it's perfect. Like nothing we figured out is I've solved everything. But I think when you think of like, you would assume that, okay, a conservative person, most of their ideologies are based in religion.
Yes.
Well, okay, if everything's based on the same thing, they probably all connect. They probably all make sense because they probably are all going back to the Bible.
Yes.
Which says X, Y, Z. None of them connect. It doesn't make, and none of it makes sense with the Bible. Anything, I feel like I'm not really religious at all, and I've never read the Bible, but I think from what I've heard about the Bible, from the Sparks Notes, I feel like most of my ideologies and things I believe in would easily be traced back to the Bible.
Yes.
Like, I'd be like, well, I believe everyone should, like, give to their neighbor. I believe that everyone should help other people. I believe, you know, we should welcome people.
Yeah.
Like, immigrants. And all of that is, like, I could put on a verse in the Bible.
Yes.
And I am like, what part of the Bible is telling you to be like, screw them. If you're poor, deal with it and die. I don't care.
Yes.
Like, what? That is crazy. So they all are very standalone and none of them have to do. It's like you go to church where you are like, well, we help a lot of people. But then everything you vote for is against that. And you want, you are really for pro-life, but you're very anti-birth control. All these things are just not connected. It's very bizarre to me.
Well, no, not every Christian or anyone who's spiritual is narcissistic. There's obviously a lot of people who use spirituality and like care about gay people, care about everyone's rights.
Yeah,
and that's the pure version of spirituality, right? However, people who choose to go to church as opposed to go to therapy, you have got to do both at once. Mm-hmm. Because if you invest in only one, the other part is weak, right? Like if you're thinking about every type of wellness, you have spiritual wellness, you have physical wellness, you have mental wellness. Okay, say you like work out all the time, like you go to the gym, you eat right, but you are like chronically stressed. Any doctor will tell you that could create like hypertension, you could have poor circulation, and that starts to affect your physical health and like just from your thoughts, right? Like every person who's had anxiety ever, you know, your heart racing or you're like stuck in fight, flight, or freeze. Imagine that and you're a bodybuilder. Oh, you're gonna like crumble in seconds. So like people who really only invest in spiritual wellness and not like mental wellness, are the other parts, like you're straining the system and like you can't build up. And like why a skyscraper works is because like the steel beams, the electrical, everyone who's investing in it. But like if you built a second story to a house, it's going to collapse.
A house that was built probably so long ago.
Exactly. These analogies work, people.
Wow, so, we really nailed that one on
the head. We did, guys. So do be spiritual. But don't, but also invest in traditional mental help, right?
Yeah.
Like, because that's where you see a lot of Christians go bad.
Yeah.
Or cults form.
Well, because I think when I think of, like, Republicans.
Yes.
I'm putting the hand out on the table. I think I'm like, money. Money is what kind of rules it all.
Yes.
I think sometimes it's like, which is weird, because that would feel very not religious. That would feel not, like, money over everything. It's not feel good to me.
It's not.
And that's very interesting. And I think sometimes I don't understand that, like, they'll say to me, they're like, well, oh, you want healthcare for all? Or you're comfortable with your taxes going up? And I think they're always like shocked. I'm like, yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it would really need to. I think we could, you know, obviously that's nuanced. And I think we could like take money for other places. But I'd be comfortable with that. And they're like, oh, so you're just comfortable paying your taxes every year and it going to schools and roads. I'm like, yep. And I think your kid goes to public school. So I'm sure you would also be really upset if you got a bill in the mail for all that. You know, I think it's just so bizarre because I'm like, I would rather there be community care than be rich. I really would. Like, I would rather have a very, very, very normal wage and have like everyone in my community be housed, have, you know, whatever, have mental health care. I would rather that. And that feels, because I think everything, even when you go down, and these are not people who are on the individual level, like I go to church every week and I'm a working class family and so I'm pro-life. But I think it's like the people who are convincing those people to be pro-life, it still is connected back to money. It's like, well, we want to make money on adoption. So we really want to have people who don't want their kids having kids. It's not about the child. It's like about money. It's just very, but then if you care about this child so much and then you don't want to pay for housing for them or childcare or any of that, none of it's connected. So I think it is always scary where I'm like, it just kind of comes back to money. And like Mike Pence is the most religious man on earth and he still just really cares about money, which is very anti. So I always am interested in how they justify that in their mind.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like also it shows that they also don't understand money Because, like, there have been a lot of studies, like you said, you'd rather invest in your community. People have, like, universal health care. People have, like, daycare. You know, you're being part of a community. When you invest in your community, and there's, like, we invest in public education, there is less crime, right? And so that actually, by investing in your community and public education, healthcare for all, like, resources for people, you are building up the community, yeah. which does decrease crime.
Yeah.
And Republicans love just locking people up. And that doesn't fix it. You just take them off the street and then you put them back out.
Right.
Like, if you, like, liberals want to invest money and conservatives are do not understand investing. And right. so that's like, you also
don't.
Which
is weird because they invest, a lot of
like,
them.
Like, seriously, you don't actually understand money.
It is crazy because I think there's so many just like band-aids. I'm sure there's in other countries, but I live in America, so it feels like just America. It
yeah.
feels very overwhelming. Yeah. Where I'm just like, it's like so many band-aids that just don't fix anything. And even like, I saw this post on Facebook the other day from like, one of my old elementary school friends' parents who's very conservative.
Yeah.
They posted things that were like, it was like an old road, cobblestone road that had each like stone laid down.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, this road was made thousands of years ago and look how perfect it is. And it was like roads that were put in 2 days ago. And it was like a cracked road, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so interesting that you are posting this because you don't want to pay your taxes or do anything that puts money into care. And I also think what people don't realize most of the time, like I also had a friend who posted she's not a friend, but we went to high school together. She posted this conservative thing that was just like, have fun. Like the minimum wage just went up at Burger King. Enjoy your $20 burgers. And I'm like, the lack of understanding of how, I think what so many people need to understand is that all the money is there. Like all the money is there. It exists. It's here. We could have universal health care right now. If it was all formatted correctly and money went to the correct places, we could have it now. We're not saying just keep having it rain money, which it seems like it could, because I'm always like, and I'm sure I could look this up, but I'm like, we're in trillions of dollars of debt. What does that mean? I don't understand. Who do we owe it to? I don't get it. But I am just like, I'm sure that could be easily answered. But I am like, the money's already there. Like, people don't pay their medical bills all the time because they can't, because they're insane. And guess what happens? Like, debt collectors buy it and it's like, free.
Yeah.
It is free. You can't, it doesn't affect your credit. It's free. It's whatever. But it's just so poorly like formatted that it doesn't, it's not universal healthcare. It's very, anyways. And I think sometimes with, like I know in New York, I used to live in New York and.
Did you?
I did. Can you believe that?
I am.
And the trash, you'd walk outside your apartment, the trash was just like piling up and piling up. And it was so, I mean, walls of garbage.
Yes.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And last year, they just cut their sanitation budget even more to give more money to, like, police officers, of course. And I'm like, I've seen police officers in New York, like, driving around these, like, huge, like decked out Range Rovers with all this. And it's like, that was, like, not necessary.
No.
And it's so weird to see that and be like, well, where would the money go? We need our cops to still have these huge, like, amazing cars with, and they all have to be wearing Gucci shoes. Like, they all have to, like, what are we gonna, where are we getting the money from? It's like, well, so clear to me. Anyways, I don't know. I just think it is like, it's all there. We just have to, like, put it in the right place.
No, it is all there. Like, Republican leaders.
I thought you said Republican. I thought you went, it is all there, bruh.
Republican. No. Republican leaders utilize fear of the unknown when it comes to, like, especially low-income people. What sucks, though, is a lot of Republicans in their own way, and this is sometimes not their fault, vote against their own interests. Like, if you were to invest in public education in red states, which have, like, historically the worst, like, literacy rates and all this stuff, like, people would be more informed and become more liberal. And so, like, it's, the Republicans want to keep people in the dark. Like, so, like, a lot of, like you said, like, they'll be like, if I'm, you know, what was it, like a $40 minimum?
If it's like a higher minimum wage, the burgers are going to be more expensive.
So building off the, like, the thing, they can't stack things. That is a linear equation.
Yeah.
If this is $40, that means the burger is now $40, and so, like, we're now paying $80, so that's a loss of money. But, like, the thing is that shows that you cannot conceptualize how much $1 trillion is.
Right.
Like, you're thinking as an individual, because a lot of people can't afford an $80 burger.
No.
You can't, $40 for the labor, $40 for the burger. You're like, what the hell am I doing? However, when it comes to the 1% and the budget that we have, you are totally out of your depth.
Yeah, Burger King could give free food out for 50 years and yes. still be fine, honestly.
Seriously, we could sell, and I come from a largely military background, we could sell one aircraft carrier, still be one of the largest militaries in the entire world, and we could pay for like healthcare in like the entire South.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, we're not investing it well.
Yeah.
Wait, what's another gay Republican influencer?
Gregory T. Angelo, the former president of Log Cabin Republicans, nation's largest Republican organization dedicated to representing LGBT conservatives and allies.
At least they're more progressive that they have the T.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That is nice. They wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal titled, I Helped Make Corporations Woke and I Regret It.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2008, he began volunteering for the Log Cabin Republicans, and over Obama's tenure, he climbed the ladder to become the group's president. But he was often sidelined when better known, more liberal LGBT organizers ran victory laps with the White House to celebrate milestones like marriage equality. Angelo and him is himself like a young gay Trump with a plume of yellow hair and an appetite for combat.
And a horrible spray tan.
His office near Capitol Hill features a framed portrait of Reagan behind his desk and a flag with a Don't Tread on Me logo hanging in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trump, he occasionally breaks with Republicans doctrine, like diverging from the party's anti-LGBT platform, but he's more coy. He said his middle initial stands for thunder and refuses to share his age. Most of all, in our interviews, Angelo relished that this week LGBT Americans will have their first Republican president who isn't openly hostile to them. It is so embarrassing to... So we have all the things that Republicans are against. You identify as one of them.
Yes.
And then you're like, well... Okay, that's the one thing I'm not against, is the thing I am. It's like,
yeah.
How selfish do you have to be? Because you know if this man was not gay, he would not be pro-LGBT. Because he hasn't done it with anything else. He doesn't care about women. He doesn't care about anyone else. It's just the thing he is. So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. You're not, and that, like, if he wasn't gay, he wouldn't care about gay people, which also means you're not actually part of the community. Like, yeah, you have gay sex, but you're not one with us, you know? That's the thing. Like, when you invest in the community, when you become part of the community, and it's not like everyone, and I think people, like, it takes a village.
It takes a village, Sarah.
But, like, when a woman gives birth and has a village to come to support her, people think, oh, the village is now taking care of the kid and this woman's just popping out more babies.
Yeah.
Any person who utilizes the village is like, no, they show up and babysit sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
They give me a casserole.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not giving their life and their servitude to me.
Yeah. It's really, and look, we're at a time where it is a very tough, it feels like even the people you think you're supposed to vote for are still somehow owned by like Diet Coke for some reason, and they're getting paid, and you're like, yeah, it's all bad. I know it's all bad. So I'm not saying there's a, you know, but I think it is a good reminder that just because you are gay does not mean that you are don't have a lot of work you need to do to be more anti-racist, to be more, you know, to be more aware and educated. Because I think sometimes people are like, look, I'm gay.
Yeah.
So look, I'm an ally to everybody, and I don't know anything, but I'm gay. So there's no way I could have said something wrong to you because I'm gay. And it's like, no, you can be gay. And or sometimes I think people are like, well, I'm really liberal, so I'm not attracted to women, but I am gay. And I'm like, no, you can just be liberal and straight. It's okay. It's all fine. You don't. You're not more of an ally to people because you're also gay.
Yeah.
You can be homophobic and be gay. You can do it all. So really, just keep Googling. I know I need to.
Yeah. Like just. Surround yourself with people who are not like you for once, you know? Yeah. Like, take some psychedelics. Like, especially if you're under 25, please, and you feel the need to be conservative and gay, just go and, like, talk to people who don't look like you, okay? Face-to-face, not over the phone, right? Yeah. Like, have an open conversation, because then when your frontal lobe solidifies, this is going to be a lot of work for your therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you're going to have to dig some shoes.
And if you don't have universal health care, you're not going to be able to get a good therapist.
That is true. And it's just like, it's crazy how we're voting for against our own interests, right? And it's also like for the younger kids, I know that especially like a lot of us are raised conservative or Christian because like one third of the world is Christian.
Yeah.
So
one third of the world.
You're set up to fail a little bit. So, you know, if it's taking you a while to unpack those thoughts, I'm happy that you're unpacking, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can be a skyscraper still.
Oh.
You can. You're not just going to be a community center with a shallow pool. You're going to be a skyscraper someday.
You're going to be a skyscraper.
Uh-huh.
That's so motivational, Sarah. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We hope that if you're listening over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get your podcast, you enjoyed it so much that you said, you know what? I'm going to do a 5-star review and leave a little comment that says, oh, I love you too. And if you're watching on YouTube and you think we look so pretty, make sure to subscribe.
And like the video. Leave a nice little comment if you were raised conservative or gay.
And if you're conservative gay, drop it down below.
Please. And I want you, in your free time, to Google cognitive dissonance. And I want you to tape it to your wall. Just look at it every morning when you wake up and be like, what does this mean for me?
Oh, man. Oh, well, happy freaking Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Happy February. I think.
Or March or April, whenever this comes out.
Probably. It's still springtime.
It's still springtime. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
I hope all the animals are mating and enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you are mating and also enjoying yourself.
I hope you're mating, and if you're gay, don't worry if you don't bear children. That's sometimes how it goes.
Science is working on it. All right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Bye.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.